If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And I've got a Western Illinois farm boy on the phone.
We have corn, soybeans, and beef cattle.
Nathan Spangler is 20.
Right now, I'm at the University of Illinois just trying to learn a couple things that I'll be able to bring back to the farm.
ILL.
I&I.
And the reason he's on with me today is because he may have saved the life of a woman he doesn't know.
It's wild that it all just started from taking 2 minutes out of my day.
More about that after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Last fall, Nathan Spangler was about to get on a tractor when his cell phone buzzed, telling him he was a match for a woman who needed his stem cells to stay alive.
Then I was on the phone for the next little while just figuring out what all the donation process would entail.
It all began when he joined Farmhouse Fraternity at the U of I, and one of the house's projects was BeTheMatch.org, which is now rebranded as NMDP, the National Marrow Donor Program. All 40 or so of the guys in the house were swabbed, and that was it, except for Nathan.
I had matched with a young lady who had a rare autoimmune disease.
He says he never thought about saying no to being a stem cell donor, so he and his mom, Holly, got on a plane to Florida.
They take care of all the expenses, and so we got in on Sunday. We had time to kind of just hang out on the beach, enjoy ourselves for a little bit.
And the next day, he started getting shots.
That essentially boosted my stem cell production throughout my body.
Then the actual stem cell transfer took place, IVs in both of his arms.
Yeah, blood coming out of one arm goes into a machine. They're extracting the stem cells, and then it's coming back into my other arm.
And that was it. Just a few days out of his life, and he may have saved someone else's.
I'd really encourage anyone to sign up for this registry, because it's unbelievable the amount of good that you can do through it.
You can sign up at nmdp.org. That's nmdp.org.
And you never know whose life you'll be able to save.
On the food calendar, it's National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.